All right, well, good morning, CBC. Great, yeah, thank you. Good morning. Let's try that again. Good morning, CBC. All right. And as we heard this morning, summer is upon us. Enjoy your last maybe few cool days before the sauna hits.
夏天差不多要完㗎啦，請大家如果仲有幾日涼涼地咧，好好地享受下禮拜，可能會熱㗎啦。Well,
my heart is full this morning and excited to preach the word of God to you today.
我今朝真係好興奮，有機會同咁多弟兄姊妹一齊分享神嘅話語。I've
entitled the sermon this morning, Following God's Lead.
我今日嘅題目就係話跟從神嘅帶領。
And there is a story of a young woman who wanted to go to college.
有一个故事说有一个女仔想去入大学了。But
her heart sank when she read the question on the application that asked her, are you a leader?
但是她的心就忽然间一沉，当我看到个申请表格就问她说，你是不是一个领袖啊？
Being both honest and conscientious, she wrote no and returned the application.
咁佢心里边谂嚟谂去，都系觉得佢要写唔系，我唔系一个做领，我唔系领袖。
To her surprise, she received this letter from the college.
佢都好惊奇，居然收到大学俾咗封信俾佢。
Dear applicant, a careful review of all of our applications reveals this year our college will have 1,452 new leaders.
我哋睇咁多申请嘅学生。
We are accepting you because we feel it's important that they have at least one follower.
我们决定收你呢，因为我哋希望最少有一个跟系做追随嘅，唔一定要做领袖嘅。
I want to start by asking you the question this morning: Are you a leader or a follower?
我今朝开始嘅时候先问你，到底你系个领袖啊，亦系你一个跟随嘅咧？
And I want to answer the question for you.
咁我代你回答。
If you are a Christian,
如果你係一個基督徒呢,
then you are a follower.
你係一個跟隨者。
A Christian is a person who follows the Lord Jesus Christ by faith.
一個基督徒係憑著信心跟隨主耶穌基督嘅。
The Apostle Paul said himself, "Follow me as I follow Christ."
使徒保羅曾經咁講，跟隨我就好似我跟隨基督一樣。
Faith is focused on God as your guide in life.
我哋嘅信仰係跟隨我哋嘅神。Faith
is essentially extrospective, not introspective.
信仰係內在嘅，唔係外在嘅。Faith
does not look within or around.
信仰唔係話。 睇里边或者睇外睇周围环境嘅
，But rather faith looks out and up to God.
信仰系向外望、向上望、向着上帝嘅。
I want you to turn in your Bibles this morning to Psalm 25, and I've provided a little blue sheet there, just an outline of the sermon. You can take notes if you would like. There's some fill in the blanks.
我哋今朝系会睇诗篇25篇，好多人嘅座位上面有张蓝色嘅纸。 係我哋今日嘅講道嘅大綱嚟嘅，你可以喺嗰度填寫。This
morning I want to give you some biblical guidance on how to follow God's lead for the rest of your life.
今日俾大家一個機會睇下我哋點樣嚟到跟從神嘅帶領。Whether
you're in your home, whether you're in your church, whether you're at your job or school.
無論你屋企喺禮拜堂。 在读书那里,又是上班。
Here are four principles God wants you to apply on your journey home.
这里有四个原则,是上帝要你跟随一直到天家的。
And the first principle is this, if you're taking notes, the first principle is don't be your own guide.
第一个原则就是说,不要成为自己的响道。
Proverbs says in Proverbs 14:12, There's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it actually leads to death.
在箴言里面有一句这么说的，是有些东西是自己觉得对的，其实到最终就带你去到死亡。Isaiah
53:6 says, We all like sheep have gone astray, everyone turning to his own way.
以赛亚书里又说，我们每一个人都好像迷羊一样，各人迷途的。
Jeremiah 10:23, go back, which is one verse after this. Yes, there you go. Says this, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps.
耶利米书十章廿三节呢度系咁讲，又话我晓得，人嘅道路不由自己，行路啲人也不能定自己嘅脚步。
My encouragement to all of us this morning is don't be Frank Sinatra and do it your way.
我俾大家一个鼓励，就系唔好学 Frank Sinatra 嗰个歌手咁样话，我系中意咁做啊。
Instead, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, and do it His way.
反过嚟，我哋应该定睛仰望耶稣。
Here are three ways to make terrible decisions in your life.
有三个方法系可以为你自己嘅一生系搞错晒嘅。
And unfortunately, this is how most people make decisions in their life, even Christians.
系好可惜嘅，多数人都系用呢三种方法，包括咗基督徒都在内。
Many times we make decisions based on how we feel.
好多时候我哋作选择嘅时候，凭住自己嘅喜爱嘅。
We call this mysticism.
我哋觉得呢个系一种神靠神秘感。
We don't read the Bible or pray or seek counsel. We just feel like this is what we should do.
我哋唔读圣经，又唔问人，又唔问导师，净系我觉得咁系啱。
My experience tells me this is what we should do.
我经验话俾我听，咁做就啱噶啦。
My earthly appetites, what looks appealing to my own fleshly desires, that's what we should do.
我喺世间所中意嘅嘢就系咁啦，我咪中意嘅咪跟住做咯。
This was how Eve made the decision in the garden to take the apple.
呢个就系亚当夏娃喺伊甸园嗰度点解会拣住去攞嗰个禁果啦。
It looked good.
睇落去好靓。
It was very appealing.
悦目。
Number two.
第二。
Many of us make decisions based on what sounds good.
我哋好多人作决定嘅时候就谂下呢个听落去几好啊。
And we call this subjectivism.
我呢度就话呢个系主观嘅。
We make decisions based on what's popular, what everyone else is doing.
我哋选择嘅时候就拣下边一样系多人拣嘅。
Thank you. We look around at culture to determine what we should do.
我睇下四面嘅我哋嘅文化，觉得边样系啱做咧？
Maybe we even look at other churches and decide what we should do.
或者睇下其他教会应该点做咧？
We make decisions on mysticism. We make decisions based on subjectivism. And thirdly, we make decisions on what seems beneficial to me.
第三种选择咧，就系边一样对自己最有好处嘅。
We call this selfishness.
我哋就叫做自利主义。
We look in at circumstances and we make decisions based on what will actually help me or my small group or my family or my team.
我哋选择嘅时候，睇下边一样对我最啱，对或者我家庭或者我呢个小组最好嘅。
My encouragement this morning is do not make decisions if you're a Christian based on what feels good, what sounds good, or what seems beneficial to you personally.
今日俾大家嘅劝告就系话，我哋作决定嘅时候唔好靠住边一样觉得系好啊，或者系话问即系大家觉得好啊，或者觉得对我好嘅。
And you remember that was the problem with Israel.
大家记得呢个亦都系以色列嘅问题啦。
They did not know how to follow.
他们不知道怎样去跟随主。
They wanted to make the decisions.
他们要自己怎样作主。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they were driven by how they felt, what everyone else was doing, and by their own selfish desires.
因为他们做决定的时候觉得什么觉得好呢其他的人怎么想呢我自己哪样对我最有益呢
You remember shortly after they were delivered from Egypt, they were talking about going back to Egypt.
记不记得他们离开埃及没多久就说不如回去埃及、哦。
Why?
为什么、啊、
Because they felt like it would be better.
因为他觉得或者好一点、哦。
Now, I'm not going to ask Mr. Ma to translate this, but I guess he can paraphrase it a little bit. But from Numbers 11,
是民数记十一章那里这么说
you have the people in the desert before they enter the promised land.
你们在旷野都未入到应许之地
complaining and crying.
已经在这里、发怨言在这里喊苦喊苦
And saying, oh, if we just had that meat that we had before.
啊我们从前有肉食的、哦。
Don't you remember the fish and all the vegetables?
记不记得那里又有鱼又有菜
the onions and the garlic.
又有洋葱又有蒜头。
Let's go back to Egypt where we can eat well.
不如回到埃及那里好饮好食。
They were driven They were making decisions based on desires for food, creature comforts.
他们要作抉择，要作抉择是靠觉得什么是舒服的，什么是好，什么是爽的。
Later in Numbers 14,
接下去到民数记十四章呢
they start talking together as a group. Let's just go back to Egypt, all of us.
他们说，哎，不如我们全部一起回埃及算了。
And they said to one another, let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt.
他们自己说、哎、我们自己商量另外选一个首领带我们回埃及吧。
They wanted to go back to Egypt because that sounded good to the majority of the people at the time.
他们想觉得应该回埃及因为大家多数人都觉得回埃及好、哦。
They said, let's pick a leader and go right back to where we came from.
我们在这里找那个领袖带我们回去算了。
And thirdly, they were making this decision out of selfishness.
第三他们是为了自私的理由。
Clearly, they were not thinking about the next generation.
当然他们不会为下一代想的了。
But just for themselves.
只是为自己。
And what happened, we know in the story, what happened to those who made the decisions on these principles?
我们知道故事的结果就会明白就已经知道了他们这样作选择的后果是怎样
It says that they died in the desert.
圣经说他们就死在旷野里面
And it says in Jude 5
now, 我们在犹大书第五章第五节
Jude says Now I want to remind you although you once fully knew it that Jesus who saved a people out of the land of EgyptAfterward destroyed those who did not follow him.
讲到主是将那些人带离开埃及，但结果都要消灭他们。
But those who did fix their eyes on God,
但是有些是仰望上帝的。
They entered the promised land.
他们会进入到应许之地。
Now without faith in God, no one would have entered the promised land.
如果唔信上帝，冇人入到去应许之地嘅。
They would have all gone back.
会全部翻去噶啦。
Because their eyes were focused where?
因为佢哋定睛望乜嘢啊
？In
系
and around
望自己，望周围。
Not out and up.
唔系向外望，唔系向上望。
God has called His people to follow His lead.
上帝叫佢哋跟上帝嘅带领。
Not self-direct.
不是自己带自己的。
And until we learn to be good followers, we will never be good leaders.
当我们做不到好的跟随主的人呢
My friends,
没办法跟随主的了。
My friends, the best leaders are the best followers.
最好的领袖其实是最好的跟随的。
I want you to look at your Bible at Psalm 25. It won't come up on the screen. You'll have to see this for yourself on the pages of Scripture. Psalm 25.
大家或者你有圣经可以翻翻去诗篇25篇嗰度。
And look what the psalmist writes in verses 4 and 5.
在第四节第五节那里，那个诗人怎么说呢？
He says, Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
God calls us to wait for his guidance.
上帝叫我们等候他的带领。
And James warns the man or woman who doesn't wait and tries to do things independently of God's leading.
雅各书那里就是教我们那些人不靠不跟上不跟上帝带领，靠自己的什么下场。
Remember James 4, 13 and 15, which won't come on the screen.
在雅各书第四章第十四十五节那里这么讲的。
Says this, you who say today or tomorrow we will go into such a town and spend a year and do this or that.
我们会说啊，我们想想想出年去哪里做哪里做生意，做这样做那样。
Instead, you ought to say,
你其实你应该这样讲,
if it is the Lord's will,
若主愿意,
we will live and do this or that.
我们会存活, 可以做这样, 可以做那样。
Often we're so impatient, aren't we?
很多时候我们都没忍耐了,
myself included.
我自己都是这样。
We want something quick and easy.
我们想找一些又简单又快脆的。
We want a sign.
我们看到最好有一个启示给我们看到。
We want some miraculous sign from God. Just give us the answer.
给一个异象我们看到，我们看到我们就知道。
And that gets us in trouble a lot of times.
很多时候我们就搞到很麻烦的了。
What we really need, what I really need,
我需要什么呢？大家需要什么呢？
Is the guide himself.
就是上帝自己。
Who's been there and knows the way.
基督曾经做过，他知道那条路应该怎么走。
Stop looking for signs.
不要靠看那些路标。
And start looking to the guide.
看我们引导我们的人。
Most just want their map and they'll figure it out on their own. Just show me the map, I'll decide which way we're going.
不要挂着看地图，你给个地图我看，我就知道怎么去了。
But we're not interested in the guide.
我们不会喜欢我们的领导怎么带我们的了。
If you desire to be led by God, then you must keep your eyes out and up.
如果我们真的愿意跟随主的话，一定要向外望，向上望。
Not in and around.
不是向里面望，或者向周围看。
Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 is well known, you all know it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge me and I will make straight your path.
箴言书就咁讲，你唔好靠自己，你要靠上帝会指示你所有嘅道路㗎。
Hebrews 12, 2 says, Fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith.
希伯来书第二章话：定睛仰望耶稣。
Number one, do not be your own guide.
所以第一点，唔好做自己嘅引导。
The second principle this morning I want to share with you is God. Number two gives guidance to the humble. God gives guidance to the humble.
今日第二点就系话，神系会指引谦卑嘅人。
The Bible tells us clearly that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
圣经很清楚说，就是说不会给那些骄傲的人，是带领那些谦卑的人。
Those who make their feelings, their subjective ideas, and their selfish desires Lord, God opposes.
那些是靠自己看环境自私的人，上帝是不会看到，不会喜欢的。
But look back at Psalm 25 verse 9.
翻翻去诗篇25篇的第九节。
Says he leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
他必按公义引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。
Humility is the opposite, complete opposite of self-reliance.
谦卑同靠自己是完全不同的。
And do not be fooled. The Lord knows when you are depending on Him for direction and when you have already made up your own mind.
主是知道的。到底我们是真的问仰望主的带领啊，因为其实已经自己作了决定的了。
What made Jesus a paragon of humility? An example, a premier example of humility. What made Jesus a premier example of humility?
什么是给我们看到主耶稣是谦卑的榜样？
Because he did nothing on his own accord.
因为他没有一件事是靠自己的意思做的。
But only what the Father did, that is what he did.
只有他父所做的他就跟着做。
Look at John 5:19, which will come on the screen. Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son, Jesus is speaking. This is first person. Jesus says, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise.
约翰福音5:19在一个荧光幕上说，耶稣对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。
George Mueller is a name that maybe some of you know.
George Mueller, 一个很出名的传道人。
He was a Christian evangelist and a founder of multiple orphanages in Bristol, England.
他是很出名的传教士，亦都在英国是开了很多孤儿院的。
And he's extremely well known for his prayer life.
他的祷告生活很出名。
If you've not read the biography, you should.
如果你没看过他的传记的话，你应该找来看看。
He is an impressive example.
他是一个好使我们很敬佩的一个领袖。
Of a man who would not move a finger until he prayed thoroughly about every step he took.
他一个手指都不动，直至到等到他知道上帝的带领。
He said, and I quote, one of his quotes.
他其中一句这样讲过。
God is often moved to delay that we may be led to pray.
上帝很多时好像迟迟不指引我们叫我们有机会祈祷。
And even the answers to prayer deferred,
有时虽然我们的祷告未得到应允，
that the natural man may be kept in check and self-will may bow before the will of God.
但是我们那个自然人很多时都是会靠自己，不会跪住等上帝。
Now, I don't know about you,
我不知道你是怎样，
but this is the type of person I want to be led by.
我就希望我都可以成为一个这样的人。
Not the good talker,
不是一个，
not the super organized,
不是说那些很懂讲嘢又很有组织的，
not the smartest,
不是最醒目的，
not the traditionalist,
不是那些跟足传统的，
not the most creative,
又不是最有创意的。
But the one who is a humble follower of the Lord.
而真是一个谦卑跟随主的人。
The one who waits and is constantly looking out and up.
是一直在等候，向外望，向上望。
This is who I want to follow.
我希望是这样学他这样。
You remember the story of the feeding of the 5,000?
记不记得五饼二鱼喂5,000人的故事呢？
Jesus is using this occasion up on that hill to train his followers.
主耶稣是用这个机会在个山上来到训练他的门徒。
He's training his followers to one day actually be leaders.
他是训练他的门徒，将来有一天他们要做领袖的。
And you remember the story, Jesus' disciples up on the hill on the north side of the Sea of Galilee.
大家都或者记得在加利利海的北边。
And there is a huge crowd of people coming his way.
好多人跟着他来。
5,000, probably more like 15,000.
五千个男人，大家加埋可能有成15,000人噶啦。
And they're coming to be taught by Jesus.
来想听耶稣的 教训。
But this is a remote place.
但呢个系一个好荒远嘅地方。
And the sun is falling.
日落啦。
And the people are going to be hungry as the dinner hour approaches.
差唔多到食晚饭嘅时候，个个都开始饿噶咯噃。
And Jesus sees this crowd and sees this huge need, and he asks his disciples, "What do we do?"
耶稣见到咁多人，见到佢哋嘅情况，就问佢啲门徒话：，咁我哋点样做先啱咧？
And in John 6 verse 5,
约翰福音六章第五节咁话
，Philip says,
腓力咁话
，I mean, we got 200 denarii.
我哋得几咁少钱。
But that's not even close enough to feed all these people.
冇可能可以买嘢俾咁多人食啦。
Plus, we'd have to run over to the town in Bethsaida. It's too far. We can't get over there, buy bread even enough, and get back in time.
就算要去啊，又去到咁远，仲要拎翻嚟，冇可能噶啦。
Andrew speaks up and says, "Well, there's a boy here. He's got 5 loaves and 2 fish."
安德烈就话：哦，我呢度有个男仔，佢有五个饼，两条鱼仔。
But the same thing, what is that for so many?
但是都是没用啊，这里有这么多人。
They're sitting there thinking, we can't do this.
他在那里想来想去，喂，不行啊。
They got their little equation, right?
他们可以计下数。
They got 200 denarii.
得200个小钱。
Plus 5 loaves.
加5个饼。
Plus 2 fish.
两条鱼。
Equals not enough.
咁结果系咩啊？唔够啦。
My question that to you is what Jesus asked them: What is missing in that equation?
我今日问大家就好似耶稣问佢啲门徒咁样，我哋咁样计有冇计漏咗嘢啊
？Jesus，
耶稣
，God，
上帝
，Isn't that apropos to how we process things in our life？
我哋系咪要用咁嘅方法嚟应考虑我哋日常嘅咧
？We try to figure out everything, how we're going to do everything by what we have right here in front of us or within us.
我哋系会将所有嘅嘢摆晒出嚟，包括我哋面前嘅、心里边嘅都摆晒喺度噶啦。
We don't even consult. We don't even look to God.
唔会问上帝，唔会仰望上帝。
What do we call that?
咁样叫做乜嘢？
We call that the sin of unbelief.
我哋叫做其实系不信。
Unbelief is a lack of faith in God.
就系冇信心，唔靠神。
We also call this the sin of pride.
亦都可以话系一种骄傲。
We see circumstances and we feel like we got this.
我哋睇见啲环境，话我自己搞得掂噶啦。
Martin Luther said,
马丁路德咁样讲过
God our Father has made all things depend on faith.
我哋嘅天父上帝要我哋所有一切都系靠倚靠信嘅
So that whoever has faith will have everything and whoever does not have faith will have nothing.
有信嘅有信心嘅乜嘢都会有冇信心嘅乜嘢都冇嘅
Do not trust in your own guidance.
唔好靠自己嘅带领。
Be humble.
应该谦卑。
And number three, as you seek guidance in your life, pursue intimacy with God, not answers.
第三点就系话，当我哋要要求决定嘅时候，我哋系应该追求同神嘅亲密嘅关系。而唔系话追求神嘅答案。
Why do I say that？
我点解要咁讲呢
？Because the Bible teaches that the answers that you want about your future and your life come in the context of a loving and committed relationship with God。
因为圣经咁教我哋，我哋向将来嘅事筹算嘅时候，其实系应该要靠上帝嘅带领，唔系靠自己嘅计算嘅。
God doesn't dispense His will, His purpose, His plans, His directions out to you like a vending machine.
上帝唔係好似一個嗰啲機器咁樣，你抌圖紙入去就俾個答案俾你，唔係咁。
Because you ask him and then tag on Jesus at the end in Jesus' name.
你問一大輪，然後最後加一句，哦，奉主名求。
Rather, he reveals his leading to those who are in a close relationship with him, to those who are committed to following him.
他是会给答案给那些真是跟随他跟他很亲密的那种人。
Isn't this the same? This is the same truth with eternal life.
这个跟我们永生是不是同样的道理呢？
Jesus said in John 17:3,
主耶稣在约翰福音十七章第三节到讲，
This is eternal life that they know me.
主耶稣说，这就是永生。
We receive eternal life in the context of a committed relationship with Christ.
我们接受永生是因为我们决定跟主耶稣联系一起。
It is the same way that we receive direction from God as in a committed relationship with Christ.
同样的，我们依靠上帝就好像我们依靠耶稣求永生一样。
And God saves, He feeds, He leads, He blesses those who are in a loving relationship with Him.
当上帝救了个人之后，他就会带领、会引导、会供养他跟随他的人。
How do you maintain a loving, close relationship with God?
我怎样能够维持跟上帝有个密切的关系呢？
Look at Psalm 25 again, verse 10, which will not come up on the screen. You'll have to see it in your own Bible.
你又回去诗篇25篇第10节。
The Bible says that we receive, or we have a close relationship with God, Psalm 25, verse 10, through our obedience and commitment to Him.
凡遵守他的约和他法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。
Says all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep His covenant and His testimonies. Psalm 25:10.
凡遵守他的约和法度的人，耶和华都以慈爱诚实待他。
God gives guidance. Ready?
上帝是会带领的。
To the obedient.
给那些听话的。
All here I know want God's guidance in their life.
我相信我们个个都想有上帝的带领和上帝的慈爱。
The problem many times is,
但很多时候的问题在哪里呢？
We are not obedient to what He's already revealed to us.
我们是上帝已经启示了给我们的，我们不是很想接受。
We just want a roadmap to a happy, successful life.
我们只是想有一个地图带我们一个又快乐又成功的一个人生。
We just don't want to be what He's already called us to be. Or, we don't want to do what He's already called us to do.
我们不是很想，上帝已经叫了我们做什么，我们不是很想接受。
The Bible tells us, in order for God to speak to you clearly,
上帝在圣经里很清楚告诉我们听，
You need to repent and abstain from the influences of the world.
你要悔改，唔好跟住世俗嘅去做。
And pursue the renewal of your mind.
然后心意更新变化。
Through the reading of His Word, through prayer, and through meditation.
藉着读经、默想、祷告。
But we don't want to do that, do we?
但我们不喜欢这样做啊。
We don't want to abstain from the world. We don't want to repent of our sins. Oh yeah, and we don't want to read the Bible, and we don't want to pray, and we don't want to meditate. God, we just want answers.
我们不想离开世界，我们又不想祈祷，又不想读经，又不想默想。
Look at
Romans. 你给答案，我们就好咯。
Look at Romans 12:2. You guys know this verse, but I think it's very powerful that we skip over a little bit. Which will come up on the screen here. Romans 12:2.
罗马书十二章第二节就咁讲。
This is what Paul says. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Do you see where the will comes from, it comes after you've repented of the world, the desires of the world, and you are pursuing to know Him and grow in the renewal of your mind, then you discern God's will. Then you understand His will.
罗马书十二章第二节，保罗咁讲：不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为神嘅善良、纯善、可许悦嘅旨意。呢个系喺心意更新变化之后嘅，先至有嘅。
Paul calls this the obedience of faith。
保罗叫呢种系话系一种啊。
True faith, true trust in God,
真的信仰，真的靠主，
is marked by obedience.
是看看我们能不能够啊。
If one is committed to doing God's will,
如果我们真的决定要跟随神的旨意，
God says, then I will reveal it to you.
神就说我会向你显示的。
But right now in your heart,
但是现在你的心里面呢，
if you're not seriously committed to knowing and doing God's will,
如果你不是真心真意要知道上帝的旨意的话，
then you will never know His will.
你永远都不会知道上帝的带领的了。
And Jesus said the same thing in John 7:17, which will not come up on the screen.
耶稣在七章约翰福音七章十七节讲同样的话。
He who wills in his heart to do God's will, this is the one I will reveal myself to.
你心里面你决定跟随主的，我就会向他显明主的心意。
I can't tell you how many times I tried to discern God's will in my own life.
我唔知几多次系自己想话啊，等我谂下上帝点样带咧。
By taking a long walk on a pretty beach during the sunset.
啊，去行下山喺日落嗰度，你慢慢谂下。
We took a gorgeous mountain hike.
哇，睇下啊，几靓嗰个山坡嗰度。
Maybe I even took a little getaway trip, a couple days, just to kind of clear my mind and just get centered and focused and just.Find God's will.
或者话去一个啊短嘅旅行，咁啊清下啲思想，睇下上帝想点带我啦。
There's nothing wrong with any of those things.
嗰啲其实完全都冇错嘅。
But the Bible does not teach you that's how you find God's will.
但圣经唔系咁样教我哋嚟揾上帝旨意嘅、哦。
Rather, God leads us. The Bible says through His Word.
但是圣经是这样教我们，是藉着祂的话语来带我们。
Through prayer,
藉着祷告
counsel from other believers,
和其他的信主的人来互相
and sometimes circumstances,
有时都要看环境。
God leads us, leads you by His word.
上帝是带你带我，是用祂的话语来带的。
Clarity about your future does not come from looking at a sunset.
要睇将来点样样，唔系靠睇到个日落。
But feeding on the bread of life,
而系藉着靠住灵粮。
Does not come by introspection,
唔系靠自我检讨。
But by extrospection on God's word,
而系睇下上帝嘅话语到底点讲。
God leads by prayer.
上帝藉着我们的祈祷。
Jesus says, ask and you shall receive.
耶稣说你问的时候你就会得到的了。
James says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask from God who gives generously.
如果哪个知道自己是缺乏智慧的，求上帝吧，上帝是愿意给你的。
But James says right after that, do not be double-minded.
但是跟着雅各就说不要心怀异意。
Don't think that asking God is asking God for your options, but you'll make the final decision.
当你问上帝的时候，不是说上帝啊，你俾几个选择我，咁我拣一样啦。
Now we go to God asking for His direction and committed to obey it, whatever it is.
我哋要问上帝的指示的话， 无论他指示我们哪一样，就是那样的。
God leads us through the counsel of other believers.
上帝亦都藉着辅导俾其他嘅人辅导我哋嘅。
Proverbs 15:22 says,
箴言就咁讲
，Without counsel plans fail, but with many advisors they succeed.
如果冇经过训导嘅话，好多时都会失败嘅。
When you're seeking God's lead, are you figuring it out by yourself, or are you seeking counsel of other wise believers?
当我哋要作决定嘅时候，系自己决定啊，亦或同嗰啲有智慧嘅导师嚟到商量嘅咧
？And lastly, God uses circumstances to lead our lives.
耶稣亦都有时藉着环境帮我哋作决定嘅。
Issues in our family, issues at work, issues in the church.
家庭嘅问题，工作上，教堂里，教会里边等等。
Remember the early church in Jerusalem in Acts 6. You remember their issue.
记唔记得喺早期教会喺使徒行传第六章嗰度，佢哋有啲咩问题啊
？Not too far actually from our church, if you think about it.
如果谂真啲，其实同我哋今日唔系争咁远嘅啫。
There's a church in the early church, if you don't know, they were all Jews.
在初期教会全部都是犹太人来的。
But they spoke different languages.
但是呢有讲不同的话的。
You had Jews who spoke Hebrew.
有讲希伯来话的。
And you had Jews who spoke Greek.
又有讲希列话的。
And there were some issues that were arising in that church in Jerusalem where people were feeling like some were neglected.
那他们当中有些觉得哦被忽略。
And God uses those circumstances to make changes in that church.
神亦都藉着呢啲咁嘅问题，就会俾佢哋一个新嘅带领。
A few chapters later, you see there's going to be more issues in the church.
几章之后，发现教会里边有更多问题啦。
Because now you're going to have non-Jews coming into the church.
之后又有啲唔系犹太人嘅又加入教会。
So you're not just going to have Jews with two different languages.
就唔单止话有犹太人不过唔同话嘅。
And now you're going to have Jews and Gentiles with multiple languages.
而家有犹太人、有外邦人，有好多种唔同嘅话啦。
In the same church.
喺同一个教会里边。
And it causes issues.
咁啊，造成新嘅问题啦。
But those issues aren't always bad.
但嗰啲都唔系最差最坏嘅。
God uses these issues, arises these issues to lead His church.
上帝系藉着有呢啲咁嘅问题嚟到带领、嚟到教导佢嘅教会。
These issues highlight areas in the church that need to be changed.
呢啲咁嘅问题其实让我哋睇清楚有啲咩地方我哋需要改变嘅。
These issues call for fellow believers to step up and use their gifts as God has intended them to.
呢啲咁嘅问题系叫我哋喺教会里边神有俾恩赐嘅，叫佢哋起来嚟到解决呢啲问题嘅。
God uses issues to restructure some things, as you see in Acts 6. The way they were rolling, they had to change and roll a different way.
喺好似喺使徒行传第六章嗰度，教会本来系有一套办法，后来有呢啲问题之后咧，咁上帝又俾佢哋睇到应要改啲办法嘅。
We have a situation right now in our church.
我哋教会现在有类似嘅问题啦。
We have a faithful pastor of 20 years who's recently announced he's stepping down.
我哋有一个中心嘅传道人喺我哋教会已经20年啦，最近佢要离开啦。
What is God doing in our midst with that change, with that issue?
咁我哋有呢个问题嘅时候，我哋点办呢
？I don't know.
我唔知啊。
I don't know completely yet.
全盘嘅方向我唔知道噶。
But my challenge to myself and to all of us.
但我觉得上帝让我同埋我哋大家都有一个挑战。
As different things.Move and change and fluctuate over the next several months.
当未来嗰几个月嗰啲嘢开始改变，有波有浪嘅时候
，that we would all be together as a church, committed to follow His lead through it all.
我能唔能够全部都可以跟随主嘅带领嚟到适应呢？调整呢？
Don't be your own guide.
唔好自己带自己。
Be humble before the Lord.
喺神嘅面前谦卑。
Pursue intimacy with God, not answers, not quick fixes.
系希望同主有更亲密嘅交通，而唔系只系靠上帝话俾个指示我啦。
And lastly, our fourth principle this morning is test the guidance that you're currently following. Test the guidance you're following.
第四个原则就是说，我要测试一下我们所遵守的这个指导是对不对的呢？
Look, you're following someone right now.
我们可以跟的。
Are you following your husband?
是不是跟你的丈夫呢？
Are you following your wife?
跟你太太呢？
Are you following your kids?
又说跟你的儿女呢？
Are you following yourself?
跟自己啊。
The Bible says don't move in any direction. Don't follow anyone because it feels good, sounds good, or seems beneficial to you personally.
圣经教导我们不要因为睇落去好似几好喎，我哋目前嘅文化都觉得应该咁做啊，或者觉得系对我有好处嘅就咁做啦。
Instead, heed the words of Paul, which he says in 1 Thessalonians, which will come up on the screen.
跟住我哋睇下帖撒罗尼加嗰度点样讲。
1 Thessalonians says, test everything, hold fast to what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Test everything.
圣经帖撒罗尼加书信嗰度话，但要凡事测验善美的要持守，各样的恶事要禁戒不做。
Let me give you, as we close here, four tests to help you determine if God is actually leading you. Four tests. These are real practical. I use this in my own life all the time. Four tests.
我现在俾大家有四个测试嘅，我自己都用过，系几好用嘅。
Number one, is whatever you're doing,
无论你做乜嘢，
does it have the right standard?
是不是跟有好的准则呢？
Does it corroborate with the Bible?
是不是符合圣经呢？
Is it in line with scripture?
跟圣经的真理符合呢？
Secondly,
第二点，
does whatever you're doing have the right means?
无论
如何， Are you using the right means?
是不是有正确的办法来做呢？
Are you doing it in God's strength and power?
是不是藉着神的能力带你做呢？
Or are you just doing it in your own strength and wisdom? I got this figured out. I've done this 100 times.
因为靠着自己的能力，靠着自己的经验，哎，我做过很多次了，得了。
Thirdly, does it have the right goal?
第三，是不是有好的目标？
Are you doing this because you're seeking to please and honor God?
你这样做是为了来到 求上帝的喜悦呢？
Or are you doing it because it just pleases me?
这个是求自己的喜悦呢？
This is good for me. This makes me happy. This is what I enjoy.
这个是我觉得快乐的。
This is
我觉得好的。
This is what I think is right.
咁啊，梗系啱噶啦。
This is how I feel.
呢个系我觉得噶。
And lastly,
最后
does whatever you're doing, does it have the right motive?
系咪有正确嘅动机呢？
Is what you're doing, is it out of a concern, love, and respect for God?
你做呢啲到底系咪为咗符合神嘅旨意？系咪为着神嘅荣耀等等呢？
Psalm 25, if you want to take one more glance at Psalm 25 with me, look at verse 12 through 14.
我再翻去睇下诗篇廿五篇。
25, verses 12 through 14 says,
12到14节就咁讲。
Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in his way that he should choose. Verse 14, the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路，他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
Who's leading you?
谁个带领你？
If God is, you'll have the right standard, the right means, the right goal, and the right motivation.
如果上帝带你的话，是应该有正确的途径，正确的带领，正确的。
As we leave here this morning, I encourage us all to not be your own guide.
在我们今天要结束的时候，再提醒大家，不要自己做自己的引导。
Be humble.
要谦卑。
Pursue intimacy with God, not answers.
是要追求和神的亲密，而不是只靠只要上帝的答案。
And test yourself to see who are you truly following.
然后自己考验下，到底我是跟边个呢？
I remember when I left home, as we close, to begin my life, my father.
我记得我离家的时候，我爸爸会咁。
Gave me a little pocket Bible for my journey.
俾咗我一本入得袋的圣经，等我可以带住走。
And he wrote on the inside cover.
在里面佢提咗啲字喺度。
These words.
咁讲。
Follow his lead, son.
仔啊，跟随佢嘅带领。
Let this be the final word in all your decisions.
希望呢度就系你所有嘅决定都系跟随呢啲话。
And you will never go wrong.
永远都唔会行错噶啦。
It took me too long to learn how to do that.
其实带咗我咁耐咁耐，先至都唔系好识得点样跟随佢做。
I pray.You learn to follow God's lead sooner than I did.
我希望你比我早一啲能够识得点样跟随神嘅指令。
May God bless us all as we seek to follow His lead at CBC.
愿上帝祝福我哋所有能够跟随佢领导嘅我哋所有圣道堂嘅弟兄姊妹。
Let's pray.
我哋祈祷。
Father, we ask you to help us this morning.
上帝求你帮助我哋每一个。
Help us not to be like Israel.
帮助我哋唔好学似以色列人咁。
Who wanted to lead themselves and not follow you?
佢哋想自己带领，唔想跟你嘅带领。
But let us heed the words of the Lord in John 21.
让我哋跟随约翰福音廿一章你讲嘅话。
On that morning by the lake in the Sea of Galilee.
喺嗰个朝头早。在加利利海那裡
When Peter was all frazzled about what's going to happen to everyone else and what should we do next.
当彼得在那裡想想那现在怎样呢这个会怎样那个会怎样我会怎样呢
Jesus turned to Peter and said,
主耶稣向着彼得他这样讲
Don't you worry about all of that.
不要想那些东西了。
You follow me.
你跟随我吧。
God, help us to leave this room following you.
主啊，你带我哋离开你嘅时候，叫我哋都能够跟随你。
We pray for the grace to do that.
我哋求你嘅恩赐帮我哋。
For your glory.
为你嘅荣耀，阿门。
Amen.